This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Antoinette, you like music.
I do.
If you're trying to sort of set a mood, I don't know, maybe you're excited. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to a particular type of music?
Yeah, something that's more upbeat and kind of makes me want to dance.
Right. So you can use music to set a mood. Okay. Have you ever thought about using maybe color to set a mood? Maybe the paint on walls?
I've heard that certain colors are good for certain things, but I've never thought of it in that idea like you did with the music.
Well, I came across an app. It's called the Dutch Boy Paint List app for iPhones, and you can also use it for Android. Mm-hmm. And Dutch Boy is a house paint.
Right.
Right. So you can upload one of your favorite songs to this app.
Uh-huh.
And based on that song, it will choose a color palette.
Really?
For your room. So maybe here at the station, if we wanted, you know, to set a sort of atmosphere for our offices, we could, you know, pick a song and
upload one of our favorite songs and see what happens.
Well, I got the idea that maybe we should interview and a painter or maybe a musician about this app and see if they what they thought of it. So I thought of Aaron Lewis, who owns Certa Pro Painters here locally. And as it turns out, his brother, who also works with him at Certa Pro Painters, Alex Lewis, is a jazz guitarist. So kind of worked out a little bit.
Yeah.
I asked Alex, who does more of the residential stuff, you know, what popular colors were this fall. And he said there are a lot of grays for living rooms and stuff, but also oranges and yellows for kitchens and things of that nature. So a lot of bright colors.
Yeah.
Aaron, he says that he sees the trend of going back to gray. He agreed with his brother, Alex. But he said that if you're when you're trying to pick a color, you really need to think about what you're trying to achieve.
You know, what mood do you want to create? Because you do get that opportunity. So if you want, in an office, if you want a serious environment or if you want people to think of you as professional, those grays are great. If you want a more sterile or clean environment, that's where whites are really good. And then, again, you know, have some fun with it. So if you want a more lively environment, color's great. So if you want to have a soothing environment, we did our office in a light green, which is a real soothing color, and that tends to, I think, keep emotions at bay. So,
well, Alex, you mentioned kind of brighter colors in like the kitchen, maybe, you know, like a red or a yellow in a kitchen. What about, do people say that they want a certain kind of vibe for maybe a living room or a bedroom?
Definitely, yeah. I've had some people use dark colors, especially for a bedroom, even just for the, you know, a simple reason to help them sleep. And definitely in the kitchen, you know, some people even, the customers have pointed out that yellow or orange would help them become hungry. I've heard that that really works. So some restaurants you'll see that are yellow and orange, and that's the reason.
I wonder why. I mean,
I don't know.
Okay. So, Alex, you're a musician. How can music, like paint, help set a mood?
You know, even I think to start with, you know, you have the major chord and you have the minor chord. And major to me sounds consonant or happy or harmonious, you know. And so you're getting a happy feeling. And maybe a whole song is completely major, you know. And the same thing with minor chords and minor songs. So to me, you know, We may play a Django Reinhardt swing song, and it may be in a minor key, and it kind of has this drive to it, and it's still fun because of the rhythm, the way he wrote songs, but it's still, you know, it has a little more attitude almost. And then there's love songs that are almost completely major, and you know, maybe the minor chords going into the major chords, the clashing going into more harmonious sounds helps set a better mood as well, or a more happy mood. So I think that's what I see when I'm in the middle of a song and seeing how it's setting the mood.
Well, you know, you mentioned Django Reinhardt, and that's something I like to listen to, like on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You know, that mood where you just want to sit around and drink coffee, and I mean, you're upbeat but yet chill.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I do. That's one of my Sunday morning favorites. What color would you associate maybe with some of his songs?
You know, I've even heard that there's there's gifted people that can close their eyes and see colors while music's playing. But, you know, I guess I have those songs too, and those artists that I like to hear those in those relaxing times, you know. I could see a real sultry love song almost being a red, you know, where I could see maybe something that's real playful and kind of reminds you of springtime. Might be a green or a light blue, something like that. Something very airy and, you know. So that's kind of what I think of.
Aaron, do you have a Sunday morning music?
I do. I listen to bluegrass.
Yeah.
On Sunday mornings.
All right. If you had your breakfast nook where you're sitting there drinking your coffee and reading the paper on a Sunday morning, you know, what color, as you're sitting there listening to your bluegrass, what color would you paint your breakfast nook or maybe your den where you're sitting in a comfy chair?
Good question. I think probably green, a light green or a light blue. Definitely light colors.
Yeah.
Soothing colors, natural colors, you know, something we'd see in the natural environment. I think that may be why I like to listen to bluegrass on Sunday mornings. It's just really relaxed, and, you know, I can think about being outside, and because usually when we go to listen to bluegrass, it's an outdoor environment, so.
Well, let's see. Do you want to try out the Dutch Boy app? So I just kind of randomly picked a couple of my new favorite songs and also some old favorites. So you can, it's just, you have the Dutch Boy guy. And you can use your library. I haven't tried using the. And you just pick a song. And I'm just going to kind of pick maybe not so random, but one of those that makes me want to, like, get up and dance a little bit. Puts me in a good mood. So maybe we'll just kind of listen to it for a second, and the app will work, and you guys can kind of give your, what you think, what colors you would pick, and then we'll see what the app does and if you agree with it or not. So.
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go. One song.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt.
To me, I think orange for me.
See, that's the way I would, that's what I would say. I mean, because I like that song. And like I said, it makes me want to get up and dance. But here, I'll kind of let you guys, it offers you three different choices. So if you just kind of.
Yeah. That's neat.
Is there a blue?
There's a blue.
That's what I would have said.
There's kind of like an orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's green and an off-white. And there's some blues and a gray. I don't get gray, though, you know?
Yeah, I don't get gray at all. I don't understand why.
And it's about waking up and things, right?
Yeah.
The song, the lyrics are.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good one. I liked that one.
Yeah, what was that song?
Paolo Nutini, New Shoes.
I totally use music for whatever mood I'm trying to create, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to the gym, it's going to be rap or electronic or house music. And then if I'm home, you know, like I said, bluegrass, maybe even country, if I'm out hanging out, playing golf, you know. So I go all the way across the board.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
As a jazz guitarist, do you pretty much just listen to jazz, or do you have I listen to everything kind of?
I'm pretty partial right now. You know, I think it takes a lot of listening to be a good jazz musician. But I have a background of everything, you know, and I've played pretty much every genre.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking it'd be cool to, if someone really heard about this, it'd be neat if they picked their favorite song and then they put whatever colors it recommended. What if they really liked it in their living room or whatever, you know?
I think even better than the app, what if you listened to your favorite song and then thought about what color that made you feel and then painted that?
Just based on, your gut feeling as opposed to.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know if this is incredibly upbeat because I was listening to it after yoga the other day, but it's my new kind of electronic favorite.
I'm just curious. I can't imagine what electronic would color you would.
Yeah. For me, that I listen to it after yoga, and so it's kind of blues and stuff for me. Mm-hmm. But what did y'all think?
I see wide on that song for some reason.
And I'm with you. I'm with the more soothing colors. Mm-hmm. Like that, to me, even though it's got a lot of bass and there's a lot of rhythm there, it's still pretty soothing to me. So, yeah, I'm thinking like gray, light gray, maybe light green, blue, more natural colors again.
Yeah.
Which is not what I would have thought I would have associated. I thought I would have not. That's almost the same thing I said for bluegrass, so it's kind of strange.
Right. Two completely different types of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it chose, you said white, Alex, and it chose sort of this tan color, but then with a white and sort of a pink for an accent, mm-hmm. which that's not my gut, but I kind of like that mm-hmm. with that song, actually, now that I'm seeing it. And then that was sort of what my gut was, but I like the other one better, actually. This is sort of a dark teal with a tan and maybe a lighter blue. Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing. Do you want to play a song, Alex, since you brought your guitar?
This one is called Stompin' at the Savoy.
I'm seeing a green and maybe like a not orange, bright orange, but like a burnt orange maybe. And maybe it's just because you said stomping at the Savoy, and like for some reason that kind of the title of the song kind of gives me a kind of darker orange feel. Not brown, but not bright orange either. Am I making sense?
I was thinking orange.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We connected on that one. I was thinking orange, too. And I was thinking of kind of a lively orange, not bright, but with, like, a real bold orange.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So.
What kind of mood?
Well, I think it's definitely meant to be a fun song, you know? It was a 1930s dance song. So that makes sense to me.
So I saw you Friday evening playing at Greenhouse Grill. So Greenhouse Grill, big open place. Primary color there is bright green. I mean, there's also sort of dark wood. People are there trying to have, you know, they're having dinner. It's Friday evening. Some people are probably drinking wine or a cocktail, visiting with friends, family. What kind of music do you play in that atmosphere?
We always try to start out with something fun, you know, kind of... Not fast, because you don't want to stress diners out, but definitely a fun atmosphere, and never too loud, but kind of, so we may start out with like a really bright sounding and kind of medium tempo song that's kind of like light and happy, you know? And as the night progresses, you know, maybe toward the end of the night, a lot of times, more people are on dates and they have two tops with a bottle of wine in between them, and that's a good time to play love songs, slow love songs, you know. When there's a lot of people in there, it's a great time for us to sing, you know. So that's a lot of fun, and we get good response from the crowd whenever we sing when there's a lot of people there. And the party, you know, sometimes there's parties going on, birthday parties and things like that. So we may play, a lot of people like the bossa nova rhythm, you know, and that kind of makes it more fun, too.
Yeah. Favorite song and favorite color?
I should have been prepared for that.
Alex?
My favorite color is green. And my favorite song, it changes often as a jazz lover. My favorite song right now would be Days of Wine and Roses.
Brothers Aaron and Alex Lewis, owners and operators of Serta Pro Painters in Northwest Arkansas. The two amused my curiosity of music, paint, and moods by using the Dutch Boy Paint List app for my iPhone inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. This is Ozarks at Large.